主内兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
今仔早起，咱搁再要，搁一卖要看这个耶稣甲这撒玛利亚妇人人的对话。
Today we continue to look at the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
安尼对目是面对了真理。
And our title for this morning is Confronting Truth.
我的囡仔细汉的时阵咧学拍球。
When my children were young, they learned to play ball.
我是大囝咧，伊爱学怎啊听这个。3-point shot.
My oldest son, Kyle, wanted to learn how to shoot 3-point shot.
So, 我就聽教伊。
And so I taught him.
到一日，伊仰到入三分的球。
Until the day when he was very good at making 3-point shot.
甚至过去的拼，咱教会有拼拿球的时阵，伊入并做三分的球。
In fact, in the last tournament in our church, he managed to sink a lot of 3-point baskets.
无你团队讲，恁囝赢你哦。
And Pastor Bonnie told me, your son's better than you are now.
但是伊知影我的面阁无啥物空苦心啊。
But I didn't look sad when he told me that.
有影因会对赢阮。
Well, it's true that my son's team defeated our team.
但是伫我心内哦，这个是骂哪人。
But I thought to myself, he just got that from me.
老爸但是嘛也欢喜啊。
And of course, the father is pleased to have such a son.
但是伊细汉的时阵哦。
But when he was younger,
我唔知伊记，但是伊捌问我讲，我要怎啊知影看我阿哥的不是无
？I don't know if he remembers this, but he asked me, how do I know if I'm good at making shots?
我讲，恁阿哥的，你直直的，就是阿哥的吧
？I say if the ball keeps going in, then you're good.
伊讲，但是唔是，恁阿，我要怎啊知影看我阿哥拍哪球
？But he says, how do I know that I'm a good player?
所以你要怎啊知影看你个？
So how do you know that you're a good basketball player?
有时咱家己咧练的时阵哦。
Sometimes when you're practicing by yourself.
哦，射来射去，停来停去哦。
Of course, you can turn around this way and that, and you can make the shots.
有时咱感觉，问伊 Michael Jordan 都不赢咱。
And sometimes we feel like we're even better than Michael Jordan.
哦，但是有时真实讲哦，咱要知影，咱要怎知影看咱。
But how can we really know if we're good at it? We have to go down into a match. If we play a game and we lose, then we know we're not that good.
So, in a game, we know we're not that good.
So in basketball, whether a person is good or not is a result of competition amongst others.
In by
way of comparison and competition, we know our true ability.
相反哦，咱基督徒，咱应该咱大家基信主的人，咱有经历着两个。
In the same way, every Christian should experience two things.
你记了你头前买新主的时阵，你是头拄看到主甲偌水。
You remember that when you first became a believer, you saw how beautiful the Lord was.
看主推你甲我所做一切甲偌伟大。
And you appreciated how great the works of the Lord was on behalf of you.
这个是头一个启示啊。
Well, that's the first revelation.
这个人要信主要得着救是头一个是看到上帝的美丽的荣耀。
A person will believe and will get saved because he sees the beauty of the Lord and the glory.
但是有第二个启示啊。
But there is a second revelation.
当咱看到上帝美丽荣耀的时阵，咱随时看到咱家己。
When we see how beautiful and how glorious the Lord is, then we see ourselves.
啊，随时看到。
We see ourselves in that light.
咱看到上帝圣洁的时阵，咱看到咱家己污秽。
In the light of God's holiness, we see how unclean we are.
咱看到上帝的完全的时阵，咱看到咱家己的软弱。
In light of God's perfection, we see our own weakness.
咱看到上帝无瑕疵哦。无一点的肮脏哦，咱看到咱是野垃圾的人。
We see in terms of God's perfection and holiness how filthy we are.
无可能哦，你今仔日讲我是基督徒，无经历到这两个启示。
I don't think you can call yourself a Christian unless you have come to see these two things to receive these two revelations.
甚至马可第二章十七节哦。
In fact, in Mark chapter 2, verse 17,
耶稣讲干那是以来高些种。
Jesus told us why he came to earth.
伊讲就对因讲，健康的人用啊无 健康的人无需要医生，有病的人啊需要医生。我来本是叫义人，哎，唔是只有刁义人，乃是何刁罪人。
Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
所以今仔日这个，咱们看这撒玛利亚妇人，人甲主耶稣这个啊对面的时阵，对话的时阵。
So today, as we look at how Jesus dialogued with the Samaritan woman,
咱会看到这项代志真正明显的出来。
We will see this very clearly displayed.
咱用几项代志来看。
And we can look at this.Through several points.
头一个，当咱看这个故事的时阵，咱看到主耶稣知影一切。
First of all, when we look at the confrontation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, that Jesus knew everything.
啊，主耶稣知影撒玛利亚妇人心内心思意念的情形是什么。
Jesus knew what the Samaritan woman was thinking and what was in her heart.
哦，约翰第四章十六、十七节安尼讲。
John chapter 4, verses 16 to 17.
从耶稣讲，你去叫你的丈夫啊，也到这来。妇人人讲我无丈夫，耶稣讲你讲的无丈夫是无错的。
Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband."
你都真正注意这个情形哦。
Now you have to take note of the situation.
头一个人前面有讲到犹太人甲撒玛利亚。
We have talked about this before, that the Jews really have very little to do with the Samaritans. And this was the first encounter between Jesus and this Samaritan woman by the well. In the previous verses, Jesus had declared that he was the living water.Well, that was an icebreaker. It was just beginning a conversation. But soon into the conversation, Jesus started talking about the woman's sin. Jesus was very straightforward here, and that's scary. Can you put yourself in the shoes of this Samaritan woman? Isn't that scary? Isn't that scary that someone comes up and makes small talks with you, and soon after that starts pointing out your sins, your secret sins?
这个头一个显现是什么？
How is the first manifestation?
头一个显现是，让人知道主耶稣是上帝，伊知影一切。
The first truth we see is that Jesus knows. He knows everything.
伊无拄着的，已经知影伊心思、意念、伊秘密的罪是什么。
Jesus had never met this woman before, but he already knew what was in her heart, and he knew the sins that she had committed in secret.
伊伫遮，主耶稣伫遮证明伊的神性。
Jesus here proved his divinity. Well, this is something we can see directly. But some people will not accept that. Some people do not accept that Jesus knows everything. It is because we believe in the Bible, we believe every word is God's word. But even among theologians, sometimes they debate, and not everyone believes that Jesus knows all things. When we read this passage where Jesus already knew what was in the woman's heart without being told, some theologians cannot swallow that. But they have a way of explaining it. They explain it. How do they explain it without having to acknowledge Jesus' divinity? They would say, when Jesus said that to the Samaritan woman, he wasn't really rebuking her sin. But the sin of the Samaritan woman is simply a symbol of or a type of the sin of all the Samaritans. In other words, well, if you have the Bible, you can turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. What's in 2 Kings chapter 17? There it talks about how the Samaritans as a people came about. Well, in the Old Testament, the kingdom of Assyria came and attacked this place in Israel called Samaria. And the entire northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed. And at that time, there were a lot of Israelites.
Well,
unlike the Babylonians who would take captives back to their own place, the Assyrians did a different thing. The Assyrians would leave the survivors there. But in 2 Kings chapter 17, we are told that the Assyrians did one thing. The Assyrians brought in five other people groups into Samaria to stay there.
然后在解经说，因在外邦的种族的人来徛的时候，带因的神来啊。These
Gentile people groups came to stay in Samaria, and they brought with them their God.
所以耶稣给那个撒玛利亚妇人，人咧这个对位咧面对因的罪是撒玛利亚的五个神啊，五个异教的神啊。
So, theologians sometimes explain John 4 allegorically by saying that Jesus was actually rebuking the five pagan gods of these people groups that came to stay in Samaria.
And now, Samaria people say, I don't have a husband.
The Samaritan woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, that's right, you do not have a husband.
And now,
You have had five different husbands, and the theologians would explain that because for the Samaritans, Jehovah is supposed to be their only God. Well, isn't that a very smart interpretation? Well, theologians sometimes explain it that way. But if you go home and really look carefully at 2 Kings chapter 17, you will see some problems there. It's true that the Assyrians brought in five different people groups, pagan groups, to live in Samaria. And it's true that the five pagan people groups brought with them their pagan gods.
但是因所带的神不是五个的,
but they did not just bring five gods.
你若读列王记下17章的时候，至少因带了七个神。
If you read 2 Kings chapter 17, you would see that they brought with them at least seven gods.
然后因带了七个神，然后各一项问题。
They brought in seven gods, and we also have another problem.
这撒玛利亚妇人的回答是什么呢？
How did the Samaritan woman answer Jesus? Jesus said, what you have said is true. You do not have a husband. And how did the woman respond? If Jesus were here talking about the historical five pagan groups, then the woman would not have answered to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. The woman said Jesus was a prophet. If Jesus was just talking about history, if he was just talking about the past of Samaria and how they had five different pagan gods, then the woman would have said, I perceive you are a good historian. But the woman said, you are a prophet. What's the difference with a prophet?
咱都话当查考历史啊，咱大家人会知啊。
Everyone can go back and read history。
但是先知甲其他诶人无相是因为上帝话，因上帝有时启示将来互因。
But prophets are different from regular people because they had God's revelation and they had God's word personally。
这个撒玛利亚妇人人头一摆面对着主耶稣诶时阵，伊讲着这样代志诶时阵，伊至少伊认定了。
This woman was in her first conversation with Jesus, and she could perceive right away that Jesus was a prophet.
所以主耶稣唔是伫家咧讲撒玛利亚所有嘅过去嘅罪。
So Jesus here was not talking about the sins of Samaria in the past.
乃是撒玛利亚这个妇人人伊心内真正嘅罪是什么
？Jesus was talking about the true state of the heart of this Samaritan woman.
伊知影。
Jesus knew.
祂知道你和我的罪。
And Jesus knows your sin and mine. 祂
知道你和我所坑的、所地秘密的罪，甚至连你红脸母不知，祂也知。
Jesus knows our deepest secrets, even the ones that our spouse don't know about.
祂不是只有知道咱大家人是犯罪。
He does not even know, he does not only know that we are all sinners.
祂知道Elliot 内面心内罪，伊知影 Terence 内面心内罪。
He knows the specific sin inside the heart of Elliot, the heart of Terence.
伊是无所不知的上帝。
He is an omniscient God.
伊他肯知影，伊细节也知影。
He knows everything, even down to the details.
啊，真趣味哦！啊，我顶摆捌甲人表时阵，有时咱来讲人，一个人是无所不知。
It's funny how sometimes when we tease someone or when we joke, we say someone is omniscient.
我唔知你捌做迄款嘅朋友无
？I don't know if you have friends like that.
啊，我有一个朋友哦，时常也问我代志啊。
I have a friend who like to ask me things.
啊，伊问我代志哦，但是伊问我了时阵，我咧答辩嘅时阵。
He used to ask me things, and when I answered him,
我讲未了，伊讲我知。
And but even before I finished my answer, he would say, "Oh, I know that."
啊，你应该有即款嘅朋友哈。
You should have friends like that, don't you?
所以头一摆唔要紧啦。
Well, it's all right if it's the first time.
但是伊也常问我啦。
But he used to ask me a lot.
未了我，伊讲我知。
But even before I finished answering, he would say, "I know."
So 后来我就叫伊 omniscient.
That is why I started calling him omniscient.
未讲了，伊知咯。
I said, "How do you know everything?" Even before I finished talking.
哦，咱的上帝唔是看你 omniscient 啦，哈。
Our God is not omniscient like that.
我答淡薄哦，一半，伊其他的讲了，伊知影咯。
It's not like we start answering and he already knows what we're gonna say.
咱的上帝唔是安尼啊。
But our God is more than that. He's not just that.
耶稣唔是安尼啊。
Jesus is not just that.
撒玛利亚妇人无讲啊，你知影我有鬼，你约我鬼的丈夫耶稣才约到。
The Samaritan woman did not say, "Would you like to guess how many husbands I've had?" And then Jesus.Just happened to get the right answer. No, it wasn't that way at all. This was her deepest secret that she would not want anyone to find out, but Jesus knew. So the first truth we come to see is that Jesus showed himself to be God.
If you look at this Samaria woman's story, you can see that Jesus showed himself to be God.
When you see the entire story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, you see how she came to know Jesus step by step, and her knowledge of God grew each step. So when Jesus came to encounter this Samaritan woman, it wasn't accidental. Jesus first of all revealed that he was the living water.
后来哦，今仔先跟咱后来，伊显明伊是咩？伊是无所不知的上帝。
Today in this passage, he showed that he was the omniscient God.
你那个这个故事，个读落去，你看到伊这撒玛利亚妇人，人到罗马国，伊是弥赛亚。
And if we continue with this story, we will see at the end that the woman recognized that Jesus was the Messiah.
主内兄弟姊妹，你今仔日甲我得着救，是因为上帝显现你家己。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we are able to be saved because God has revealed Himself.
这个是咱每一个基督徒经历到的头一个启示。
This is the first truth that every Christian must come to face.
因为咱的上帝疼咱，伊显现你家己。
Because God loves us, He reveals Himself to us.
但是第二个真理是什么？
A second truth that we see.Is that when God shows Himself,
在咱的罪哦，就会显露出来。
Then our sin would be exposed.
伊的目前无有甚么，无甚么罪未显露出来。
Because in the face of God, nothing is left unexposed.
我讲目主耶稣头前买拄着这个撒玛利亚妇人，然后真正基本是随时要显露伊的罪吼。
When Jesus first encountered this Samaritan woman, was he in a hurry to just show all her sins?
我那是伫主的位顶哦，惊死哦，要怎讲个？嘛，排泄讲你有几个丈夫啊
？Now, if I were Jesus, I would also feel a little embarrassed to just come right out and say how many husbands have you had.
咱各项代志会做讲啊，但是怀疑个人哦，用个 personal 咯，咱排泄讲啊。
There are a lot of things you can say when you try to strike up a conversation, but one thing you do not say is to talk about the other person's secret sins.
主编，主看到他急性啊。
Wasn't the Lord a little bit in a hurry here?
你刚才无要等。明仔日再讲啊，敢若随时迄日头前卖拄着，随时要讲伊的罪咯。
Why was he hasty in pointing out the woman's sin? How? Why couldn't he have waited till the next day?
啊，顶礼拜牧师讲的有影个吼。
Last week, Pastor.
咱教会咱三个男的团队人较急淡薄啦吼。
Last week, our pastor said that the three male pastors in our church are all very quick-tempered. Are all hasty and in a hurry.
但啊，感谢主，我伫三个内面，我排第三名。
Well, I am thankful that of the three of us, I am only in the third place.
啊，牧师讲的有影个啊，我伫巴西，我感觉我合格啦。
I used to be in Pasay, and I used to think that I was always in a hurry.
啊，你用个急性个，甲较侪较难个也艰苦。
And I had to work with people who were very slow, and I had a very difficult time.
最后，慢慢来祈祷，慢慢来，哇，会急死啊！
I kept saying, let's go, let's do it, but they were just taking their time, and it was very difficult for me.
So, 感谢主，我来到马拉邦的时阵，拄到牧师和 Pastor Bonnie.
But when I came to Malabon, then I met our Reverend Reyes and Pastor Bonnie. Well, last week, he also mentioned our brother Henry. And I feel greatly comforted. That there are people who will go ahead of me. Maybe they will die ahead of me too. Because when I come here, I don't feel always in a hurry anymore. But even though we're always in a hurry, maybe we're not as much like Jesus.
Because
This is the first time Jesus met her, and he was already pointing out her sins. These are things nobody talked about. Why was Jesus in a hurry to do that? Because the salvation of the Samaritan woman was that important. When we meet God, when we see His glory, we cannot possibly escape from the fact that we are filthy and we are sinful. Do you remember how it was when you first became a believer? How did you pray? You prayed, Lord, forgive me. I am a sinner. I need your salvation. You cannot possibly escape that. That's the basic. A person will believe in Jesus only when he sees the perfection of God and he sees his own weakness.
So, the Samaritan woman is a gift.
So, the experience of the Samaritan woman is actually an experience that every one of us have had. And this brings us to our third point. And we have to come to recognize that every person has sinned, all have sinned.
最近在美国的教会有一个 survey 是讲看团队人在讲台有讲到罪无？
Recently, there has been a survey in the United States that tried to find out whether pastors talk about sin in the pulpit.
真趣味哦！头一个美国嘅头一个大宗派，真侪讲着做嘅是，好像是 Independent Reformed Church 啦。
They Yeah, they discovered that the independent reformed church, churches talk about sin a lot. And the other churches are far behind. Why don't people talk about sin in the pulpit? Because people don't like to hear about their sin. Well, including pastors. Who want to be told that they have sinned. But isn't it interesting that every time God's glory is revealed, then man's sin is mentioned? Every person in the Bible who have had an encounter with God and came face to face with the glory and the holiness of God would recognize his own sinfulness. There's no escape from that. So as much as the Bible talks about the beauty of God and the holiness of God, that many times it does talk about our sin also. Let me give you a few illustrations. You remember the prophet Isaiah and what is mentioned in Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6 gives us a very beautiful picture of God revealing His glory. Isaiah saw the glory of God. And what was his response? His response was, he fell on the ground. And he was trembling. And he said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. If you read Isaiah chapter 6, you would see that Isaiah thought he would die at that very moment. But of course, God had mercy on him and allowed him to stand up again. Maybe we would say, well, that's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, that's no longer the case. But in the New Testament, do you see people seeing God's glory and falling down on the ground and dying? Well, you would be wrong to think there's no such cases in the New Testament. Because in the last book of the New Testament, what is it? What's the last book? It's not Matthew. The last book of the New Testament is in the book of Revelation, in chapter 4,
上帝耶稣被显了伊的愤怒伫这个世界时阵，伊将约翰带到伊的王宫啊王位。
Before God was to pour out His wrath on the earth, He took John the apostle into His chamber, His kingly chamber.
约翰看到上帝荣耀。And
John saw the glory of God.
伊的回应是甚么？
And what was His response?
甲以赛亚相。
Just like Isaiah, he fell on his face and he was trembling like mad. And he thought also that he would be dying that moment. So every time you experience God's glory, it is impossible that we will not find our own uncleanness exposed. Because we are all sinners. Before Solomon was to become king, he said, what do you say before you become king? You probably would thank this person and that. In 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon said, there is no one on this earth that has no sin. David also said, David was the father of Solomon, and he said in Psalm 14 that there is no one who does good.
在以赛亚书五十三章第六节咧讲到这受苦的仆人。
In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, it talks about the suffering servant.
伊讲，咱拢是像羊行迷，达人偏行异路。耶和华和咱众人的罪孽。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6 says, Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now this is the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? We all know Romans chapter 3 verse
23.
It says, For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. 1 John chapter 1 verse 10.
如果我们说自己没有犯过罪，就是以上帝为讲白贼，他的道也无在咱的心内咯。
If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
神啊，讲咱是罪，咱是罪人。
Who says we are sinners?
不是咱自己讲啊。
Well, we don't have to say that ourselves.
你若是和我自己讲啊，我无罪啊。
If you ask me, I would say I have no sin.
是上帝，伫上帝圣洁内面，伫上帝听道内面，伊讲咱是罪人。
But God, in His holiness, deems that we are all sinful.
今仔日遮侪人有遐侪对罪遐侪错误的观点。
Today, people have different wrong ideas about sin.They think that you become a sinner by committing sin. Well, there's a problem with that kind of thinking. If you say to someone, you are a sinner because you have committed sin.Acts of sin, then that person might deny that he has committed acts of sin. If a person has not committed an act of sin, then that person is not a sinner. Right? But that's not true. That is a wrong understanding of the Bible. We do not become sinners by committing acts of sin.We are sinners in the first place. That is why we sin.
中国人咧讲这个犯罪人哦，罪犯犯人，就是因为去犯什么，就变做犯人。
The Chinese people would call a criminal because he has committed a crime.
但是圣经唔是讲因为人去犯了罪，所以人变成罪人。
But the Bible does not say you commit a crime, thereby you become a criminal.The Bible says we are already criminals and that's why we commit crimes. And the second wrong concept about sin is that sometimes we belittle sin. What is sin? We think sin is justaccidentally hitting my wife.
学生去偷看，那个是罪罪的。
Or I just happened to cheat a little bit as a student. So that's a tiny sin.
在上帝目睭罪未小。
But in God's eyes, no sin is tiny.
在上帝目睭罪是只有一个呢。
In God's eyes, the sin is sin. There's only one sin.
罪是偶像。
Sin is idolatry.
罪的根基是偶像。
The sin is based on idolatry. The source of all sin is idolatry. It is to take away the glory of God and to replace that with my own glory. Well, sin can be manifested in many different ways.But the very root of sin is idolatry. Well, often in the church or in other situations where we have to face sin, it is sometimes easier to deal with sinful acts.We would say to people in the church, don't do this, don't do that.But that does not really solve the problem, does it?
Because
Because if you're just dealing with sinful behavior, it's just like cutting off the branches of a tree. But if we really want to take away sin in our heart, we have to uproot it totally. And the root of all sin is to put God aside and put ourselves in that place instead. That is why the first of the Ten Commandments, actually, we have all committed the first commandment. None of us can pass that one already. The first commandment is, you cannot have any other God. No other gods other than God, but none of us can pass that one already because we keep on replacing God with some other thing. Sin is when we have put God aside and we have replaced Him with other things, other people, or with ourselves. So how do we uproot our sin? It is determining every day to put God back in the place that He rightly has. To every day experience the glory of God. To daily nail ourselves to the cross. Daily, continuously crucifying ourselves. Soon, we will enter into the Lent season. In Switzerland, this is what they do on the first week of Lent. It's called
Vashnach.
On that day, people will cover their face. And they would do a lot of sinful things. Because their faces are covered, so people don't know who they are. And so they could commit sin. What do they do that? Well, thank God they don't do that so much anymore nowadays. But they used to do that. But why would they do that? They would say because Lent or Good Friday is a time to remember that Jesus dies for a sin. And the climax of Lent season is of course Holy Week. And the climax of Holy Week is of course Good Friday. That's the crucifixion of Jesus and how He resurrected in the end. And so the first week of Lent, they have to commit a lot of sin. So that by the end of Lent season, their sin would be forgiven. I wish God didn't see their face also. They covered their face and thought maybe God didn't see them. But God sees. God sees our face, and not only our face. He sees what is in our heart, and He sees all the struggles we have in our heart against sin. Just like the Samaritan woman, Jesus said to her, "Go and bring your husband here." Jesus was straightforward. It was very direct and it probably was hurtful to the woman. Maybe today the Lord is doing the same thing to you and me. The Lord is not like the Chinese people who like to beat around the bush. He was in a hurry. When it involves God's glory and it involves our sin, He is in a hurry. He gets straight to the point. Jesus said, "This is your sin and this is where you are." Why? Because just like Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, go and bring your husband here. Well, in Greek, that was a very beautiful
structure.
In English, it says, go and call your husband and come here.
但是那个来的时候，那暂时的希腊文，那是真正有温柔，真正有接受的这样的。
And it just sounds like a very straightforward command, but in Greek, the coming here is a very gentle calling.
意思是主面对你跟我的罪。
That means when the Lord deals with your sin and mine, the Lord is also gently inviting us to come to Him. Just like a father. Just like a father disciplining his child. Nowadays, I know there are fathers who never spank their children. Well, I was a father who spanked. But then, of course, during the spanking, I would be crying too. But after the spanking was a time of reconciliation. And our God is that kind of a God. Yes, He rebukes us and He spanks us for our sin. And He disciplines us. But He is also inviting us to come and be reconciled to Him. To come to Him.
Right?
Because when you look at the first few things He said to the Samaritan woman, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, I am a living water, and when you are in me, you will never be thirsty again. So, why not respond to that invitation and come to the Lord? Come to the Lord once more and experience His living water. He will satisfy you and me. But oftentimes, He also exposes your sin and my sin. Yet every time He chastises us and disciplines us, He invites us to come back to Him. My hope and my prayer is that you will not refuse the Lord by saying, I don't want you to discipline me, I don't want you to deal with my sin. But to open ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, yes, I will draw near to you. Every time I read this, I will remember my three children. Some of them have been spanked by me, some have been spanked by their mother. I would guess that they were spanked by their mother more because I was not home that much. But even until now, if they want to get close, get intimate with a parent, they would go to the mother. Yes, they are close to me. But think of it. The mom spanked them more. The mom spanked them more. But when they want some intimacy, they go to their mom. Why? It has nothing to do with the spanking. It's the love that has been communicated through the spanking. You know, God deals with us the same way. Today, you can believe in Him because of the same thing. So may each of you have Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you.
管教阮，你要教示阮，但是上司你也是邀请阮来甲你亲近。当阮会做滴着下面的时阵，阮阁有一摆有法通甲主耶稣，有法通甲天父，阁再建立亲密的关系。因为上帝巴不得今仔日每一位兄弟姊妹拢经历到一位显你美好，显你完全，显你圣洁，显你怜悯，显你愿意下面的主，阮安尼祈祷奉主耶稣的名。